World. I'm John Batchelor with Malcolm Holine, Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations. We're pleased to welcome Patrick Daly, a Principal Deputy Director and the Chief Operating Officer of SCAN. Patrick, what is SCAN? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Good evening, Malcolm. SCN, or Secure Community Network, is the official safety and security organization of the American Jewish community. Founded in 2004, our mission, while large in scope, is pretty simple, which is to ensure the safety, security, and resiliency of the American Jewish community.
Malcolm?
And they've done an amazing job building a really professional operation, which unfortunately is necessary. And hopefully will be replicated by other communities so we can help law enforcement do their job better. But can you tell me, as we're going ahead to the high holidays, how would you assess the progress in the war in countering anti-Semitism, and especially violence and the threats that have emanated over the past year? Are we doing better? Do you think that the new year will bring again a rise in the statistics?
Sure, Malcolm. I appreciate the question. And before I get into kind of the assessment of how things are going, which I think from a response standpoint, I think we've done a lot of great things across the community. I think the investments made are significant on training, on the work being done with federal authorities, on threat hunting and monitoring, and really looking at where some of the bad actors are talking about things and telegraphing threats. A minute or two, just kind of recapping a little bit on the threat landscape, because I think it's important to level set as a baseline and a benchmark. The unfortunate reality is we're having this conversation now is that, as you both know, the Jewish community remains the number one target of religiously motivated hate crimes in the United States. Just yesterday, our leadership had the opportunity, along with the Jewish Federations of North America, ADL, and the OU, to host and brief a high holiday security briefing for members of the Hill, part of the bipartisan task force on combating anti-Semitism. And the focus was really to highlight the current threat broadly about the work done combating violent extremism, combating anti-Semitism, and some of those security efforts. But I think if we just look back over a couple of years, and I think it's important to footstomp this, is, and you've heard me say this before, the reality is it remains true today, is the Jewish community is staring down the most complex and dynamic threat environment in the history of the United States. And we've seen, even with ADL reporting and FBI reporting, that this year, the highest recorded level of anti-Semitism since last year, unfortunately, remains where just 2% of the population, the Jewish community, is represented. 56% of those religiously motivated hate crimes target that community. And really, just from 2018 to 2019, if we look back at some of the most recent attacks, we saw 4 deadly attacks against the community in just 16 months. I won't go into details for time purposes, but what's troubling to us, Malcolm, I think, is the diversity of the threat actors, affiliations, and motives. So if we look at it, if we look at Pittsburgh, we have a white supremacist. The attack in Jersey City, which targeted the kosher supermarket in 2019, was by black separatists. You know, a 19-year-old kid who hated both Muslims and Jews in Poway, California, attacked the Chabad synagogue there. We had an emotionally disturbed person with anti-Semitic bent in Muncie, an Islamic extremist targeting Colleyville Synagogue, trying to release a convicted terrorist. So I think that the threat landscape has improved somewhat from the work we've been doing, but I think the amount of threat and violence against the Jewish community, borne out by the numbers, is significant.
Pat, I have a headline from the Times of Israel. 2 more U.S. synagogues targeted by fake bomb threats ahead of the high holidays. 2 more targeted. Is this a trend? Has this been going on for some time, bomb threats?
So it is a trend, John, and it really started significantly in 2017. We had a rash of over 150 bomb threats targeting mainly Jewish institutions, synagogues, JCCs, ADL offices. That took about 6 or 8 months for that issue to be solved. But I think there was always a lot of copycats after that. During the pandemic, we saw a lot of similar related activities with Zoom bombing or live stream bombing of virtual services. We've been working closely with the ADL and our other partners in the last several months, and we've seen a number of reemergent kind of methodologies or disruptive ways to target not just Jewish communities. It's also affected churches and other places. But nonetheless, it has been disruptive from a targeting of fake bomb threats. The other phenomenon that we've seen, again, spreading beyond the Jewish community, but certainly targeting the Jewish community, is this phenomenon known as swatting, where someone is calling 911 and insinuating there's an active shooter attack going on a facility. Typically, that call is unbeknownst to the facility, and armed tactical units are showing up believing there's an active threat or active shooter event. We've seen about 50 of those over the past several months. And today we actually released our High Holidays Threat Assessment Bulletin, and swatting, Zoom bombing, and other kind of types of activities were actually highlighted with how to address those should they occur continued through the High Holidays.
Let me understand this. Someone calls in and says there's a shooter, and that engages the first responders. And that is rather than a bomb. Is that what you're saying?
Correct. So swatting is different from bomb threats. Swatting is a false call made to 911 or tactical authorities. Their SOP is to respond. They are not going to decipher on a 911 call related to a potential active threat or active assailant attack whether or not it's true. They are going to respond, and it is meant to, one, pull law enforcement resources, and two, disrupt whatever is going on at the facility to both intimidate and instill fear in that facility.
I understand. Malcolm?
So when we know that whatever starts with the Jewish community doesn't end there, and that every other community ultimately becomes a victim of this, are you seeing greater cooperation on the federal and state level, that law enforcement is taking these threats more seriously, and that they are responding, which was a problem, as you know, many times, that these issues were swept aside when they got the reports? Are you seeing that they're taking it more seriously across the country, and especially in smaller communities?
You know, by and large, I would say absolutely. I think the reality of the recognition of the threat is significant. We even heard from members of Congress yesterday, you know, not singling out the Jewish community, but when we're on statistics, is that the threat against the community is very different, and we have to look at those investments very differently. I think broadly, from the DHS Homeland Security perspective, we've had a great working relationship along with the FBI. Really, as you know, Malcolm, SCN has really spearheaded the broader interfaith and faith-based relationships and coordination across the enterprise and across the country to bring together, you know, those communities. As I mentioned with the Poway shooter, he had also attacked multiple mosques before engaging that attack. Unfortunately, we're facing a type and breed of hate that hates a lot of people. The Jewish community may be the first, maybe the beginning, maybe after, but it is significant. The one challenge I would note, and this is a broader talent challenge, not just for the community, but law enforcement in general, you know, given the climate over the last 2 years with attrition, with retirement, with the feeling of law enforcement, real or perceived, fair or unfair, law enforcement stretched. It is difficult for them to be everywhere, which is why I think we've taken a comprehensive community-based approach where we have responsibility to be good partners to law enforcement, but also we have a self-responsibility to take care of the collective.
Pat, final question. There, we've learned with other terror acts, there's never a lone wolf. There's always an operation. Is there an operation for these fake threats, these fake bombs? One driver?
So it depends. Typically, there are those that inspire each other online. It's a bit less organized than it used to be. I don't want to get too much into the details of the investigation on the current swatting in some of those cases, but largely we see decentralized efforts at this where individuals, organizations are inciting one another. Sometimes there's organized efforts to it, but a lot of times we see an individual or groups of individuals and then copycats that spawn from that, that are unrelated, that seek to instill the same level of fear.
Patrick Daly is the Principal Deputy Director and Chief Operating Officer of the Secure Community Network, Malcolm Honlein, Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.